I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a witch hunt going on in Tanzania. The regional governor of Dar es Salaam, the country's largest city, has called on Tanzanian citizens to report anyone they suspect of being gay. Paul Makonda, the governor, made the announcement Monday and says he's already received thousands of messages. He also says he's created a surveillance squad to hunt down gay people. The squad will use social media to find and arrest people in same-sex relationships. Aaron Kilbride is media coordinator at the human rights organization Frontline Defenders. She spent time in Tanzania working with LGBTQ activists there. Aaron, what are you hearing from those activists in Tanzania about the impact of this crackdown?
A few days ago, we started hearing from defenders in Dar es Salaam in particular that the regional governor there had announced the creation of a surveillance squad to hunt down members of the LGBT community for sex workers, for people who had made sexually explicit videos, loads of different things that he's sort of lumping in together. And his call was repeated on, I believe, more than a dozen radio stations throughout Tuesday. And then he came back on to tell us that so far the impact had been more than 5,000 calls, allegedly reporting more than 100 names. Assuming we take him at his word in terms of the numbers, the same names are being repeated over and over again when people call in. So this is really increasing fears amongst human rights defenders, who are, of course, the most visible people on this issue. While there would be a few journalists, you know, maybe social media stars, television stars, who are kind of thought to be gay or representatives of the LGBT community, they're few and far between. The people who are really the most visible, especially at the local level, are the human rights defenders who work on those issues. So they are incredibly terrified that they are the ones who are going to be targeted in this crackdown. The regional governor said that the roundups, is one of the words that he used, would begin next week so that he can try to eliminate LGBT people from the country.
That is extraordinary. They're rounding these people up on what charges?
Prior to this call, people who are thought to be members of the LGBT community or sex workers are sometimes arrested using elements of the penal code that deal with brothels or homosexuality, but very often they're arrested for thievery or hooliganism or without any charges at all and are held in detention without access to a lawyer, occasionally brought to court, occasionally just held at police stations and severely mistreated. So it's honestly unclear if there would be any actual charges that they would face. Homosexuality is illegal in Tanzania, but the criminal justice system has never been fair to members of this community in Tanzania. And very often what you see instead is people being detained, sexually assaulted, their colleagues, their communities, and their families being asked for bribes in order to free them. And this is something that, you know, activists are often put in the position of making that decision of whether or not they are going to pay a bribe, right? Whether or not they are going to do some of the things that police ask them to do to free their colleagues and members of their community because they know how people are treated in detention. Of the 80 interviews that I did over the course of the summer, all but two of them had been sexually assaulted or raped by police in detention. And for activists, the psychological burden of knowing that this is what their community is facing is immense. So as much as they are fearing for their lives and contacting us for help, they're also very much not wanting to go underground because these are the people that the community defends on if they are arrested.
So the regional governor, they have these names. What's happened to that 100 or so people?
As far as I am informed, the names have not been published. Now, last year, there was a sort of related incident in which the Minister of Health actually supported the notion of publishing the names online of people who were thought to be queer in the country. These names, as far as we know, have not been published. Again, it's unclear if he has actually received 100 names, right? We're sort of taking the governor on his word in that. However, it's not like he needed to make this call for arrest to have started. I mean, nightly, there are very violent raids and sweeps that police conduct across Tanzania, at least in the four cities I have been to. It's absolutely a nightly occurrence. So, you know, it's not to say that there were no arrests before and now suddenly we're going to start seeing thousands of people arrested. It's more that these types of sort of high-level incitement to violence or types of defamation against the queer community, against sex workers, against sexual or gender minorities, that these things often either increase the numbers of people that are arrested or increase the types of violence that they experience while in detention.
What was life like for the LGBT community in Tanzania before this crackdown?
Things have honestly been getting significantly worse and much more violent over the course of the past 2 years. You know, we've seen similar high-level defamatory statements and incitements to violence from people like the Ministry of Health. We've definitely seen it from the president. We've seen it from the vice president. And these are things that human rights activists and LGBT defenders, sex worker rights defenders are telling us do increase the violence against their community. So, you know, there are a handful of organizations that are supporting this community. There are people who are holding safe spaces, people who are holding shelters, people who are doing human rights trainings, right? I mean, activists are always working. It's just a matter of how openly they can work. And the more the community is pushed underground, you know, the less support and protection activists can provide to them.
So the crackdown started in Dar es Salaam. Has there been any ripple effect to other parts of Tanzania?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've already received requests for support from people in three other cities. I spent the day receiving videos from Zanzibar from what appears to be an uptick in incidents of violence, with actually youth on the street chasing down other teenage boys that they are alleging are either gay men or trans women. There are new sort of repetitions of these government ministers' words being used on the street. And, you know, as much as they can, activists are trying to video these things and send them in. So certainly at the kind of street level, so to speak, we're already seeing ripple effects in terms of requests for support that Frontline Defenders has received. Absolutely, we've seen a massive uptick over the past 48 hours.
When you speak with the activists and people you know in Tanzania, what are you hearing from them as their main concerns, like the immediate future?
The two main concerns, I mean, when we started receiving calls on Monday night, it was predominantly people looking for support to relocate, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean flee abroad and seek asylum. It means I am at risk exactly in my neighborhood right here because several members of this community know that I am gay. And if they are incited to violence, then they may act against me, right? They may take it upon themselves to physically harm me. They may call my name in, something like this, if you're not in a particularly supportive neighborhood. So in the first instance, it's people looking for some type of short-term relocation. So people are afraid of physical assault. People are afraid of arrest and detention. This knowledge of what happens to queer communities and to sex workers when they are detained is very much a part of the collective psyche of these communities in Tanzania. There is a very, very strong, undeniable knowledge about the types of sexual violence that they experience when in detention. And so the need to keep both yourself and your community away from that experience is very, very strong.
Are there voices of integrity anywhere in the world who are calling out Tanzania for this? And is Tanzania listening?
Over the past day and a half, we haven't really seen too much high-level criticism yet. I think it's worth noting that Paul Makonda did say that he was actually expecting international criticism.
He's the regional governor, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yes, he's the regional governor that first made this call a few days ago. He actually did, in one of his speeches that's been very widely shared, say that he was expecting international criticism, but that he would rather upset the international community than God. And so one of the things that we absolutely need to do is show our support for the LGBT community and for sex worker communities in Tanzania. You know, we would say first and foremost by protecting those people who are already doing that work on the ground. If the activists disappear, the movement disappears and the entire community is more at risk.
Erin Kilbride works with LGBTQ rights defenders in Tanzania. She's with Frontline Defenders, a human rights organization based in Dublin. Erin, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.